Boom, what's going on everyone? It's Steve Larson. Welcome back to the final episode of Sales Funnel Radio. Today I thought I'd share with you guys what lessons I learned at each next $1 million mark and what I had to do personally in order to actually handle that. And it represents kind of the close of a saga that was changed me in ways I didn't think A needed to be changed, and I didn't think I could.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my $1 million business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business, using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
I decided to call this episode, you know, this whole Sales Funnel Radio started, I was like, I'm just going to go document the journey. I'm going to do what Russell Brunson says. I'm, you know, working for ClickFunnels and doing, I'm going to go, I'm building these funnels. I'm doing all this stuff. Let me document the journey along the way. But I remember it was about episode like 120-ish, 130, 140. I started realizing that it was becoming a platform and a lot of people were following it that I didn't expect. I just did it. I was like, oh, cool. This is awesome. You know, anyway, so it's been really interesting. Sales Funnel Radio has been such a fun project. So what I wanted to do was, if we haven't already, we're about to cross $5 million, and in revenue. And I'm excited for this because I stopped and I took some time to think through everything. I'm looking at my notes here because I wrote down like, hey, here's the lessons I learned at this phase. Here's the lessons I learned at that phase. And it was, that's kind of how I did the whole thing. So, now as far as the production of the show, a lot of you guys have questions on that stuff. We're going to be creating something called mycontentmachine.com. That'll be cool because I want to show you guys how we're doing that. And I've done everything from really expensive multi-agency process down to single agency down to when it was just me. And I learned a lot of lessons in the content production phases as well and how we pulled that all off. Okay. Y'all know that it took a long time for the first $1 million. And I remember hearing a lot of people saying things like, the first million is the hardest, the first million is the hardest, after that it gets really easy. And it's not that it gets easy, but they tend to come a little bit faster because you get better, right? It's not like there was less money in the market beforehand, you know, you're just better grabbing it. And you get more leverage. So that first million, that was very challenging. Y'all know the story. It took me 34 tries to get a funnel to work, but it's not like that one made the million. I mean, it was way past the 34. It was 17 tries before I knew what a funnel was, and then it was 17 more funnels, a real legitimate attempts at funnels that I kept building and stuff before one of them really started making significant cash. But it was probably another beyond the 34. After that one that really started making significant cash, it was probably another 15 products / full out funnels and launches before like the two comma club funnel. It's cool. You know, as I make this right now, I've got 1-2 comma club award. And then we are like 10 grand away from the next one, with a different product. It's interesting what happens. That first million is rough. And the problem that you're trying to solve is straight marketing problem. Like, who do I sell and what do I sell, right? What am I selling? How do I sell it? Who do I sell to? They're all marketing problems that you're trying to solve in that first $1 million. And I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know it. So anyway, I'm telling you, y'all. It took me, when I left, it took me 13 months to make the first million. And it wasn't with a single product though, so it wasn't 2 Comma Club, but it was collectively, all the activities I was doing, it took me 13 months for that first million in revenue total. And it was all marketing problems, and I had to become a better marketer. I had to learn the activities that cause cash. Towards the end of those 13 months, I stopped building my own funnels and focused on the activities outside of the funnel that sends noise and pressure at the funnel. I hope that makes sense because these are like super key things I've learned at each phase of the next $1 million. So after the first $1 million in total business revenue, You know, funny enough, because you have to get $1 million through a single funnel, I didn't actually get the two comma cup award till we were well into the 3 million range. But anyway, so the jump from 1 million to 2 million was half the time, almost exactly, actually. It took me 13 months to do the first million. The second million was 7 months. I was launching lots of products. There was kind of just this flurry barfing of activities. There wasn't like tons of stuff that I was doing to, there was strategy, but it wasn't like, it was too much of a single kind of strategy. I was doing a lot of low ticket stuff and it worked. I mean, got another million in revenue after that, but it worked, but it was all over the place, you know, and that next million came much faster. Didn't go through years and years of failure, obviously, but it was messy. Number two is like a messy million. Okay. So anyways, so while the first $1 million, I'm learning how to solve marketing problems, the second $1 million was really a team problem. I had to not just take on and learn how to solve marketing problems. That's really when I started learning how to solve team problems. I had to learn project management, and I was already pretty good at that. That part came naturally a little bit to me, but it was project management in terms of team management. Like, I was good at managing the projects, that's, you know, but like, oh crap, like I need to learn how to do a stand-up meeting in the mornings. I need to learn how to follow up and see if this task got done, or how can I get information flowing to me? You know, it's stuff like that. Stuff like that, and I was like, oh man, like, you know, this is the parts of building a company, right, that I need to go learn, not just can I launch the next funnel, which I think is really key to understand. So first million took 13 months, second million took 7 months immediately after. I was more about project and team management problems. The third million was significantly faster because it happened in a day. It was very fast. That was the $1.6 million day. Now we haven't collected on all that, even now as I make that, that video, we've collected on probably, I don't know, a million of it. In fact, yeah, we've collected on, but which is fine. You know, when you get big high ticket stuff like that, that's how it works. I didn't know that, you know, there's a lot of learning things that we had to go through. The style of problems went, especially in the third million for me. So first million was like a lot of marketing problems. Second million is a lot of team and project management issues. The third, I like got thrown and catapulted into business building admin style problems. Process management versus project management. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a difference, huge difference. You need both, right? So it's cool because process management, I started creating processes. You can scale processes. You can't scale something that doesn't have a process. So I got really, really heavy on my processes itself. That was really, really powerful to learn that. The fourth and fifth million has been really just more of the same activities that caused the third. But the problem that I've run into with the fourth and fifth million is we're leaving startup phase, you know, in the eyes of suppliers, in the eyes of institutions. I've had to go sign things with my bank saying that I'm not in internet gambling, I'm not selling drugs, I'm not, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's really weird because this fast, this speed of growth doesn't, you know, it's not normal, and I know that, but you kind of have to prove that you're not doing illegal stuff. So it's like, especially when the $1 million day came around, if you guys didn't see that episode, I talked about that and really what happened after that $1 million day. In fact, I think the episode is called The Day After the $1 million Day. Great episode. You get to see all the crap that came with that afterwards. Ha! Oof. I always laugh when someone's like, more money, more problems. It's like, no, more money, more valuable problems. Just solve the same amount of problems. They're just worth more when you solve them. You know? Anyway. So the fourth and fifth million has been about creating a lot of processes. Now, one thing I've noticed too, and I'm sorry if this episode's kind of feeling like it's all over the place. Every next million, I have had to revisit the skill sets of all the previous millions. And I think that that's that's been one of the really interesting pieces of this, is that it's not like when I, it's not like, in fact, the work that I had to do between 2 and 3 million was still the same problems that I had to solve at the very first million. They were just harder to solve. Like, in order to make that $1 million day, the problems from the first million were just louder. The, what was cool is that, like, since I'd solved a lot of those things in the past now, they were faster to solve, but it was like make or break. You know, it was like you're playing with bigger chips now. You know what I mean? You got a much larger stake on the table. So it's like, it works, or like, wow, it really didn't. All right. In fact, I was telling, you know, I have a program called Offer Lab where we build your funnel. And that's something we've been doing only for the last like 6-7 months. And my team's building people's funnels and it's great, it's awesome. But I was telling them, there's a few people like, I did the webinar, didn't work. I think I counted 24 stage presentations, stage or webinar presentations that I did the full pitch and nobody moved. No one moved, no one bought. No one, and it sucks. Okay, it sucks. I have paid my dues. So like when someone's like, oh, it didn't work out very well, I'm like, you did it one time, son. Get back out there and swing again. You know, it's like, keep going, keep going. But the game you're playing with, the chips are larger. So when you win, you win. You know, and it's like, oh, it's real. Anyway, so that sucks, but I've been there and it's just part of the game. So pay the dues, get the, you know, earn the stripes along the way. So anyway, so hopefully this made sense so far. First million, the problem was really about marketing. The second million, the problem, not that you leave the previous problems again, but the second million is really about team and project management. Third million was a lot about process management. We would not have gotten to the fourth and fifth million without, I spent weeks building hardcore processes on our fulfillment, and we got killer fulfillment, like, oh gosh. But I spent weeks just on that, not marketing activities, process management activities. And that's been a weird transition, but it's been required for me to build a business and not just another funnel that made revenue. You see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to build a funnel business. I'm trying to build a business that uses funnels. Big key point right there. Okay. So I have to do that anyway. So the fourth and fifth million was a lot about just proving to suppliers and institutions and stuff like that, that were legit, getting the correct terms and conditions in order, getting the right paperwork, having, you know what I mean? It was a lot about legitimizing what we do in the eyes of big, of really big, powerful companies that you want to like you, like banks, you know what I'm saying? Payment processors, you know, stuff like that. So, anyway, okay. So let me change gears here real quick. I went and, you know, I'm going to talk about capitalism. All right. Looking back on other lessons and things that, you know, I'm at a hotel right now. This feels a little goofy to be, I'm in a suit next to a pool. Huh. I'm just in my garage next to my books. Too far. Okay. So, in terms of like capitalism and things like that, So I asked my group, I said, what does capitalism mean to you? And if you're not in my group, go to thescienceofselling.online, thescienceofselling.online, and it will forward you to the Facebook group that we have. Well, I made a post in there probably about 6 months ago, and I said, hey, what does capitalism mean to you? Like, you know, like this is obviously a huge topic. We want to keep it one. What does it mean to you? And I got a lot of really, really cool responses from you guys, and I want to just go through what some of these are. You guys said, it means I get to live my dreams. Capitalism is the right to make money. Capitalism means I get to build a legacy that I choose. Sorry, it's windy. Capitalism means I get to get rich. It means I get to solve problems for a lot of people and get compensated for it. Oh, I love this one. Capitalism means I get to make my own economy, not the government. Capitalism means that I get to make a difference. Capitalism means that I get to create value. We were not built on a handout. Anyway, I'm very, very thankful for those responses, and I'm very thankful. I feel like part of the role with Sales Funnel Radio has been to find those who also believe similar things. My goal with the whole capitalism and, you know, the capitalist big thing, and by the way, you can get shirts and stuff like that. We do swag drops at capitalismswag.com. But my whole goal with that is I don't believe that capitalism is enough in the conversation, and that there's so many good, amazing people that, you know, frankly, let me just tell you a really cool trick. If you can find something you really believe in, I mean, really, really believe in, a message, a movement, a cause, and become a voice for that cause, what you'll find is that a lot of people will run to you simply because they may not know how to be the voice for what they believe in themselves. And that's exactly what's happened. There's been a lot of people who've reached out and they've said things like, you know, thanks for saying it that way, or I believe this and I didn't know how to tell it to other people. I also love and care about it, and so I sent them the video that you had about it. And you'll find that that really happens. That's one of the greatest things you can do for not just your business, but your beliefs. Just take a stand. What do you believe? I'm going back to my other spot here because it's less windy. What do you believe, right? And start making that part of, attach your business to that messaging. So I did not start Sales Funnel Radio with the intent to, the whole capitalist pig thing, man, I didn't start doing that kind of thing till episode like 230. 230, okay? The audience resonated with me saying that I believe that kind of thing. And I was like, crap, like, let's just make this a real thing, you know? Very powerful for you to go find a message that you believe in and attach your business to it. You can either create noise as a marketer or you can align with where noise already is. And it's way faster to align with where noise already is. Backlash, though, on that is that you're going to get a lot of backlash because if there's already noise, it's there for a reason. It's noisy. It's been noisy for a reason. Anyway, so the whole capitalist pig thing has been really good. It has cut like a knife. It's not meant to offend, but I am trying to be a voice for it. One of my goals in the next like year or two, I want to see if I can start sending some politicians the capitalist pig swag and get it in front of them. I think it'd be so funny. Oh my gosh. Anyways, guys. Hey, so we're stopping the show because I want to continue my journey, but under a different title. And I have episodes. Watch like the last 15 episodes of Sales Funnel Radio, and I explain several times why I'm doing what I am and why we're closing it. You know, we get about 4,000 downloads, 5,000 downloads a day between my shows. And, you know, that's a lot of eyeballs. And it's been a hard call to go do. But the strategy that we're doing with it, like, observe what we're doing, you know, and I'm pretty open about what that is and what that means. But this is a hard episode for me to close out. I don't actually really want to close it out. You know, we've got, I started this and I couldn't.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and managed the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Like, we had no savings. We had no, you know, we didn't have more than four figures in a bank account. We had no assets. I was living in a state of, I was living in a state of personal trauma that I didn't know I was in. I think the money part's cool, but honestly, guys, like, the real reason I love this game is two reasons. The personal development that you're required to go through in order to get to the next level is so fun. That's like, the money's just like a scorecard as far as, like, you know, hitting milestones. But in reality, like, man, I've done so much self-work in the last 6 months. I didn't even know I needed to do. It's crazy. I'm so much more at peace with myself. It's ridiculous. The noise in my head. I mean, everyone's got trauma, guys. Go get help. Like, go, there's, oh my gosh. Therapy every Monday morning at 10 a.m. And lately it's been every other Friday as well. I've been going to a crap ton of therapy. I've been doing a lot of self-work. I have a trainer now, a physical trainer. Someone makes my meals. And I used to look at that stuff and be like, oh my gosh, you can't make your own meals. You don't know how to lift weights on your own. You don't, and it's not about that, but I thought it was, right? It is about like, oh crap, I'm not good at some of these things. And the faster I can accept that, the further I'll go because I can focus on the things I am really good at. Interesting, right? And it was like, it turned into this self-care thing. And the last $1 million especially has represented a significant increase in my levels of self-care and fixing crap and reconciling stuff and going through junk that I didn't even know was in my head. And that's why I like it. By default, I am required to go through significant levels of self-growth and development in order to play the game. Okay, most of the time, what happens when I'm coaching somebody is I give them the model. Here's the model. Here's how you make money online. And I go share it with them. And it still works. Might be loud a second. It still works. I am executing strategies that I learned the first week that internet marketing even existed. I'm still executing them. It's not like the strategy's changed. I'm just a better driver, right? And what happens is I go coach these people. I'm like, hey, here's the model. And then they can't go do the model because they start running into their own crap. And they're like, oh, but the internet can't be making money. The internet doesn't work. I missed the dot-com bubble. I missed the funnel bubble. It's like, no, you just, you're running into your junk. So the biggest thing you could go do for yourself while you're pursuing profit, which is going to be the name of the next show. Okay. Pursuit of profit is going to be, we're building a studio right now. And I'm really excited about that. But while you're pursuing profit, there's really two things you got to go be aware of. Number one, the marketing and business skills. But number two, your self-management skills. Like, and you can't do the first without the second. And it sucks because I remember people saying that stuff. It's all about your mindset. And I'd be like, tell me something different, man. I don't want that to be the answer. And I remember that. I remember being broke as a joke, lost in the sauce. Right? And I'm like, just give me the formula. I'll execute the formula. And as I executed the formula, it would start working, but it was like, I don't know. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And if you're on the path right now, I think one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is self-awareness and the ability to step back and say, this is where I'm sucking it up. And this show, although it's been called Sales Funnel Radio, I haven't actually talked about tons of sales funnel stuff. Because I'm talking about my own journey. The sales funnels, it really is, after a while, it's just a big formula. And when you follow it, it works. What people suck at and stumble at is this other piece. And that's why Sales Funnel Radio has been a lot of the topics that it's been about. I've talked about offers. I've talked about capitalism. I've talked about publishing content. And those are easy keystone pieces that once you just accept you're bad at, it's easy to get good at. Just start doing them. Just do them, right? I haven't been graduated from college for 4 years yet. I'm 31. I went to college late. Okay, but like, I haven't. And this, we crossed 5 million in 2 years of me leaving? What? Like, it's because of these rinse and repeat models. They work, but I sucked for a while. I wasn't good anyway. So it's really fascinating. When you're growing this stuff, when you're money does not make you, money does not make you a jerk. If you already were a jerk, money will make you a bigger jerk. Okay? Money doesn't make you prideful. It has nothing to do with money. There's a lot of poor people that are proud, like in the bad way. You know what I mean? That's not what I'm talking about. Okay? It's an amplifier. Money will take you and it will turn you into more of who you already are. And so that means that the game, half of the game, is not just learning all of these business principles and strategies, which you need to know and pursue like your money depends on it, because it really does. But the other half of the coin, right? You won't have a coin without the other half, is the personal growth and self-development piece, which is like, sucks that that's the answer. I did not want that to be the answer. I actively fought it. But once I understood it, I spent 150 grand on personal coaching last year because I was like, oh, this feels really good. I don't feel as broken anymore. I didn't realize that I was. I didn't know that I needed to go. So anyway, it's been quite the journey. And money hasn't changed me. It's just amplified me. And so if you're like, I'm not who I need to be, I don't have the wallet I need, so I can't be charitable. Charity is not money giving. That's a way to do it, but that's not charity. You know what I mean? You can be charitable and poor, all right? I mean, you can be charitable and rich, but it's not dependent on cash. Being proud has nothing to do with what's in your wallet. And I think that's been part of like the massive earth shattering, oh my gosh, like I wish this wasn't the answer kind of things that I've learned in such a short period of time. And I'll be honest, it's been like a 2x4 to the face. Just, whoosh, it's been rough to go learn. Bam, 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 like, oh crap. So that's why a lot of the show, I've had people bring that up. They're like, it's sales funnel radio, but you're not like diving into tons of sales funnel stuff. And I was like, yeah, I actually meant to when I started the show. I meant to go harder into funnel stuff. But the reality is a lot of that stuff is just a formula. The thing that you're going to struggle with is your own personal junk, or at least that's what I've been doing. And it's been hard. It's been really hard. But if you're willing to give yourself to the game, you're going to turn into this amazing animal, this beast. You're going to have growth you could not give yourself on your own. The game will change you faster than you could change yourself. But most people aren't willing to be comfortable, so they don't do that. They don't give themselves to the game. This is why I get all huffy when someone's like, it didn't work. And I'm like, oh gosh, the left eye's starting to twitch. You haven't accepted the game. You haven't given yourself to the game. Ask yourself, what is the game requiring that I become? And am I willing to not just do that, but all the little things that I can't see, it's also going to ask of me. And I told myself, I had this conversation. I was like, okay, I'm going to go give myself to the game. I'm going to give myself to it. And then not without losing my principles or my morals or my values. Okay. That's a sick motorcycle. Does that make sense? So I'm not going to go, I'm going to give myself to the game and I'm going to say, okay, capitalism, internet marketing game, right? Trying to help people game. What do I suck at? And real fast, you're going to be shown. You're not going to be told. You're going to be shown in the middle of motion. You will not be told. You can't steer a parked car, man. You got to be moving. And while you're moving, the way you're told is by slaps. And that's okay. And as long as you sat back and said, expected this, that's okay. Let me keep long-term perspective here. It's totally fine. Then you get this cool growth phase. And you start realizing that failure really isn't that real. And you start realizing that failure really is a facade and all things are progression. So I'm like, sweet, I'm going to go and I'm going to try and do some things that are even bigger and they're more fun, try and help more people, get more businesses off the ground for my clients, get more, you know, I'm going to go do that stuff. And I'm willing to feel the discomfort that that will require in order to be good at it. And someone asked me once, like, are you ever worried about being derailed? Are you ever worried about someone dethroning you? And I was like, I don't really think of that in terms of that anyway, so no. And second of all, most people can't hack what I just said. So really, no, they can't. Discomfort does not mean it was a wrong answer. It just means you're growing a little bit, right? I got an amazing 6'4" and 1-year-old little girl. My gosh, I love them so much. They're so fun to be around. I love my kids. I I dance with them, I sing with them, I play with them, we run around. I'm a little kid at heart, and I will proudly be that way till I am 120, you know, until I die. And that's okay, that's good. But, you know, you start realizing, like, I'm watching them. I'm like, man, just because they fell down doesn't mean that walking is wrong. You know, just because they got hurt while playing doesn't mean they shouldn't play. Just because they've been going around, I don't like peas, doesn't mean you shouldn't eat your peas. It's the exact same thing when you're an adult. It's like, and you start pursuing this game. You just opted into a coach called capitalism that is a little bit rough and a little bit aggressive, and most people aren't willing to do it, and it's gonna be really, really, really freakishly, brutally honest with you, and you may not like that, but the faster you can sit back and say, hello, game, I'm willing to give myself to you for a moment, man, then like some of the coolest things begin to happen in your life, and it's like, stuff comes together in a way you couldn't have put together, because you're like, it's like leveling up. It's like saying yes to something that's already moving, so you kind of get taken with it. You know what I mean? That's how I imagine it. It's like, oh my gosh, capitalism's already moving. Oh my gosh, like these funnel things already moving. This internet game's already moving. Look at the speed of the models. Look at the speed of the market. Look how fast it's going. You're like, oh, I'm gonna put my hand up. And it's like as if you were trying to grab a truck as it goes by you. The entry might hurt a little. You know what I'm saying? Right? It's like those movies you see someone jump off a bridge onto a moving train. That's gonna, like, once you're on it, okay, but like the entry might kind of suck, and there's gonna be a lot of anxiety during the jump, and I'm not saying it's gonna hurt like that, but it might. I don't know you, right? So I'm gonna put my, oh, look how fast it's moving, and then you like put your hand up, whoosh, and it takes you, right? And it's like, oh, this is where you suck. Your grip isn't good. Your forearms are weak. You're not able to hack hanging onto the moving train. You're tapping into something that's so fast and is moving so quick that the slightest amount of skill causes benefit in your behalf. You know, the discomfort isn't the issue, but if you think it is, you'll think that the answer is, this is the wrong answer. So that's my mentality. And that's my mentality. Some of the biggest lessons I've learned around this in the last 300, this is the 301st episode, and it's been a really interesting ride. So guys, thanks so much for being a part of it. I really can't tell you how much I appreciate it. When I started the show, I was like, I'm going to document the journey. But when I left my job, I wanted to document my journey in a way. I said yes to being exposing. I was like, I'm going to expose everything that's happening to me, both on the outside and on the inside. And so it means a lot. You know, that's a really freaky thing to do. So it means a lot that you've been following. And I really appreciate it. I will continue publishing. That's not it at all. I'm just going to stop the show. So I'll keep publishing like crazy. OneFunnelAwayStories.com. OneFunnelAwayStories.com is the current show I'm publishing for ClickFunnels, and it's been so cool. My journey is not like it's the only one that's out there. Every entrepreneur has a story like mine, meaning that there's discomfort and things throughout. So I've been capturing those stories. So OneFunnelAwayStories.com. You guys can check out shows right there. We also have PursuitOfProfit.com. That show, as I record this right now, is not live, but it is something that we're building a whole studio for. I'm going to go interview wealthy people who are self-made wealthy people who really started with nothing. I'm going to ask them about how they've made profit, both monetarily and mentally. Very stoked about that. All right, guys, thanks so much. Thanks so much for being part of Sales Funnel Radio. If you did like this, please like. Please, I encourage you, if you want to see a shocking thing, I'm actually scared to tell you this. Go back and start from episode one. You can hear how bad I was. Oh my gosh, I sucked. In fact, I had like this super rude comment yesterday from somebody on episode like 40 something. They're like, this episode sucked. And I was like, oink. You're probably right. It probably did, you know. I don't know. So anyway, go back and re-listen if you'd like to. Also go check out OneFunnelAwayStories.com. Remember that it's all growth. It's all growth. Failure, in my mind, is largely a facade. All things are progression. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. I've enjoyed doing this show. And thanks so much for being capitalists. If you guys want capitalism swag, go to capitalismswag.com. And we've just enjoyed the whole journey. It's been fun. It's been an honor. And I can't tell you how honoring it's been to kind of try and open up my life, not just how we're making the cash. And yeah, just go do good things in the world, you know? Get rich, give back. You don't have to be rich to give back. In fact, it's easier to give back when you gave back when you were poor, you know, because you practiced, you know. Just go do good things in the world, create value, solve problems. I'll end with this last story here. I was at an Inner Circle dinner, and I was talking with Russell, and I was like, hey, you know, is Russell anyway, we standing there, and he's like, what's wrong, man? Now, I didn't know. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. You guys have probably seen that. What? You know. And he goes, what's wrong? And I said, oh, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what my purpose is. There have been a few times where I've seen him laugh that hard. And I was like, it's not that funny, man. Like, I'm trying to figure out what my purpose is. And it's funny because y'all ask me this frequently, too. And after he caught his breath, he leaned up because he was standing. He literally was keeled over laughing super hard. He sat back up and he was like, oh my gosh. I was like, it's not funny, man. Like, what's my purpose? And he goes, dude, I was like 13 years in entrepreneurship before I found out I was supposed to be the funnel guy. You know, he's like, you know the answer to that, man. Just go provide value until you find out what that is. Just go solve problems. It doesn't need, you're not owning that problem for the rest of your life, but you could probably help with the problem that you're going to go attached to for a bit. So anyway, go solve problems, go help people. Money is the byproduct of marketing. And your ability to be sustainable is the byproduct of your own self-growth, which I did not want that to be the answer, but it is. All right, guys, we'll see you later. Enjoyed the show. If you did like it, please share it. If you want to go check out the previous episodes, start at number one, baby. You'll see how sucky I was. And yeah, I can own it. It's all good. It sucked. It's part of the game, is what training wheels. And again, remember, we will be doing the Pursuit of Profit show, onefunnelawaystories.com. You can check out those shows there. I'm loving doing them. The first episode is Russell's One Funnel Away Stories. Some stories I've never heard him tell before. I interviewed him he and I were on a cruise ship in his living room, actually. And anyway, we'll see you guys later. Thanks so much. And yeah, I don't know what to say. Get rich, give back, my friends. Boom!
All right, now you listening to this right now, you're in one of two scenarios. Either you're currently selling a product and you've got a slick sales funnel and traffic, there's ads and you have content bringing in new customers. You have upsells and downsells and phone sales, and you've almost automated it, making money while doing everyday things. Either that's all set up and going, or the second option is you don't have any of that, right? And you're still trying to make this work and tie all these pieces together. If you want my help, just go to capitalistcoaching.com and see where you can get started. It took me a long time to get the skills for all this to get moving. Writing the sales letter, making the sales videos, building the funnel, writing follow-up emails, promo campaigns, promo emails, fulfillment plans, fresh new ads. There's a lot. And the path to move forward is different for each person. So I created capitalistcoaching.com for you to check out where you need to start. Whether you're just starting out with no product, no list, or a single clue on what to do next, or if you're like one of our big corporate clients who just needs to add more revenue and scale your offer, go to capitalistcoaching.com. I don't really believe in shortcuts, but I do know you can speed up the path on the journey. Figure out the best place to start by going to capitalistcoaching.com now.